Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're a week, under a week away from the NBA draft. Your Miami Heat have the 20th pick for now. Fully expected.
What do you mean for now?
Well, they might trade it. Could be traded. Who knows?
What? I was just noticing. What the hell?
Two Jennifers.
One you is guys wouldn't be able to handle it.
One is enough.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to take two Jennifers to finish off that barbecue chicken pizza.
Who's getting a barbecue chicken pizza?
Jennifer.
That's what you picked?
Yes! See?
I can't do anything around here without being scrutinized.
That's not scrutinized.
What's wrong with Frog barbecue boy. Pizza?
You're the only one that wants it.
Frogboy, you let her pick
I'm
that?
I'm the only one.
You
don't
did not
order
say
it.
That.
You didn't let me get there. You never let me finish my sentence.
I didn't know we were all against this.
You like barbecue pizza?
If you like it, I'm not against it.
No,
last time we ordered it, he ate some, okay?
No, yeah. But I'm saying, if he likes it, then it's not the only person.
Oh, so now it's okay?
No!
It's acceptable.
It's not pizza.
Marcos likes it?
It's not pizza, right?
It's not pizza.
It's not pizza.
No.
Then why is there pizza in the name?
Because people named Jennifer and Marcos buy it.
Like a circular flatbread? Is that what you're saying?
It has to do with sales.
I like barbecue, but I don't like barbecue and pizza mixing.
Right. No.
It's not for me.
No.
Yikes. Not for me. Tough crowd.
That's just like, you know,
well,
what?
You're a tough crowd. Here. I mean, I don't understand.
You're a tough crowd, dude.
I had this argument with somebody. Mm. I go, ooh, I'm going to make some skewers. Mm. And I got some beef and chicken or whatever. And somebody said, can you make a vegetable one?
What?
I'm like, I am not wasting one of my sticks for vegetables.
It's fair.
You gotta be nicer to the people, Leroy.
Why?
Nicer to the people.
Because what if they can't eat what you eat? Mm.
If you can eat barbecue pizza.
It's not
pizza,
that situation.
If you can eat barbecue chicken pizza, you can eat anything.
Right, you can eat rocks.
I don't think so.
You like Meat Lover's Pizza, Tobin? Because that's the one he picked.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like Meat Lover's Pizza?
Thank you! Thank you!
All right.
Thank you!
I don't know
not Miss Chicken over
if
there.
If I had, like, my ways, I'd just go pepperoni. But, like, I'm not going to turn down Meat Lover's Pizza. Delicious.
Barbecue chicken. All right, Chuck. Mm. Oh, no. Shaq says that. Barbecue chicken.
Speaking of barbecue chicken, got to find somebody to pair up with Tyler Hero, you know, because the Heat, they got cooked real bad in the playoffs. Mm. Still no movement on a Kevin Durant deal, it appears, after yesterday. Yesterday was about the Cats. Today, you know, are we going to get anything new on the Kevin Durant front?
Oh!
What's wrong?
Whoa.
Oh, no, I thought that was Miami.
Minus one.
Immediate minus one.
Minus one.
It says
one.
Miami, but it's not.
For being distracted.
I was being distracted.
Yep.
Mm. How do we not have that button yet?
So, we don't have any new movement. The latest on the Kevin Durant thing is basically like, they want him to go to the Wolves.
He's because like, they can get the big...
Because they want Rudy Gobert for some reason. I don't really understand
really?
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
people want Rudy Gobert still?
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Holy smoke. I've watched him play the last two teams he's played for. One of the reasons why they got rid of him is because it got to a point where they had to take him out of the game.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's what they want. I mean, they're not a really sound organization right now, but that's where they're at. So they apparently want the Timberwolves package, but the Timberwolves don't want to deal for a surly Kevin Durant. The word was that they tried to see, hey, would Ant-Man recruit him? Be like, hey, come to Minnesota, baby. But Ant-Man's probably like, I'm going to go to Miami in a couple of years.
Wait a minute.
He's not recruiting Kevin Durant to Minnesota. So Kevin Durant's telling Minnesota, hey, kick rocks. And so Minnesota seems like they're out of it. And so the other teams, that's why we have the list of Spurs, Rockets, Heat. But it doesn't feel like the Rockets or the Spurs are given the most in this deal. It doesn't seem like the Heat are either. And so all these teams that are on Kevin Durant's list, they're not offering anything because they don't feel like they have to. Mm-hmm. And Minnesota is too scared to deal for a cranky Kevin Durant. So, but I don't know when this is going to happen because we were supposed to get this deal this week.
Here's why grown folks need to be grown. And I'm going to be 100% keep it real with you. You don't have to get along with everybody you work with as long as both parties are professional. And I will say this. You can have a problem with Kevin Durant being surly and cranky and a grumpy old man, but here's what you never have to worry about. Him not going on the court and giving you maximum effort.
Yeah, but nobody wants to trade for a guy who doesn't want to be there. Like it is something like if you're the
Toronto did it and won the championship.
Yeah, they did. Okay, they did it one time. Like you're sitting here as the Timberwolves and you've been at far, and obviously they have some reservations about it, and your face of the franchise is like, I'm not convincing them to come here.
The problem is that you gave up four first rounders for Rudy Gobert. Okay, clearly nobody believes that you know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, and I mean, like, they've been doing good things as an organization, the Timberwolves.
Yeah, no, they have. They have.
They did just, you know, do the whole Cat Julius Randle trade. I don't know why I call him Jat. I don't know what that is. But, let's just want this deal to happen already, one way or another. I need to figure out. I need to figure out, am I having Kevin Durant or do I have to pivot to a new move and how I don't get DeMar DeRozan on the Heat? Like, those are the things I'm focused on.
Here's what sucks. Everybody's saying the alternative is DeMar DeRozan.
Nope.
But here's the kicker.
Not my alternative.
Wait, can I just say something?
Hall of Famer.
Hey, you want me to tell you what's going to happen this Open?
What?
So, KD's going to go somewhere.
Oof.
And then DeMar DeRozan's going to go somewhere. And then he's going to roll up that window and yell down at Pat, do something!
No, I don't want him to do DeRozan, but I will still yell at him for not doing anything.
But what, like, okay, so before you get to that point, what's out there? Kevin Durant.
Right now, it seems like just Kevin Durant.
Okay. And if that doesn't work out, it's not for lack of trying.
If the Heat, like, if you're telling me if the Heat don't have anything to do, what do I want them to do? Here's what I want them to do. Tall time. I want Nico.
That's Spo. You got to talk to Spo.
I want Nico.
You got to talk to
Spo. Ball in his hands. I want him to throw lobs to Bam and to Khalil Ware. Tyler Hero, you sit your ass out there, you shoot a bunch of shots, and I need the keys given to Nikola Jovic. That's what I want.
So here's what your starting five
all
would
time?
Here's what your starting five would be. So we still gonna have Davion coming off the bench, right?
I mean, probably what they're gonna do is
put Wiggins at two. Wiggins at two, Jovic at three, Bam at four. And Khalil at five.
I would like that better than getting DeMar DeRozan. Like, just figure it out.
Right. But, okay, don't be a cranky or grumpy old man if it looks like they stay pat. And it wasn't that they stayed pat because they wanted to. It was because there wasn't anything out there that moved the needle.
First of all, don't tell me how to feel. That's one. I'll feel how I want to feel. Like, just because I have given them the blueprint to
do your thing.
Stand pat.
Do your thing, Jennifer.
What is she going to do?
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
She doesn't feel that way, though. She wants Kevin Durant, too.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that we don't want Kevin Durant. I'm saying if you don't get Kevin Durant, I don't want the Heat to make a move just to make a move. To say they did something. And that move
agreed.
Would
that
be...
would be... And
that
would be DeRozan.
Would be trading any... Right, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want that.
So, like... Now, I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't get Kevin Durant and all of these guys work out, like, you're going to be in a position where you have a lot of young talent that learned on the job, right? And then to replace or to get a big-name player becomes easier next year because these guys have performed at the highest level.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see if they're going to, like, if they really don't have a play, are they going to keep Duncan and just let him expire with Terry Rozier and just open up all that cap space? Or because it feels like Duncan's days are numbered. Like, they're going to trade him. Ooh. Someone's going to want that deal to clean up their cap.
Would you circle back on DeJounte?
On DeJounte Murray?
Yeah.
Honestly, if there's a guy on the Pelicans I'd like him to kick the tires on, it'd be Trey Murphy.
Trey Murphy.
Since I can't get Zion Williamson.
No.
Joe Dumars. Oh, I want Zion to work out. He's not going to work out with you, Joe Dumars. What does the D stand for? Denial, dude? Just trade Zion already. He doesn't want to be there.
Hold on.
Stop acting like you want him there.
Hold on.
And trade him.
Hold on.
What?
You're telling me that you trust Zion down here in the land
of the Tron?
Of the Tron.
Mm.
No?
Do I trust him? Our relationship is just starting. With old Tobes, you start with a clean slate. So I will start with trust.
You would be a dummy.
Why?
Because, like, if somebody does something a certain way all the way up till the date that you meet them, it's okay for you to assume they're going to do the same thing until they prove otherwise. But if you make the assumption beforehand and they continue to do the same stuff, that's shame on you. Because they've shown you.
Why is it shame on me? I gave him a fresh start. That's shame on him again.
That don't mean... Just because you gave a fresh start don't mean you're going to be better.
You're one of those idiots who believe, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
No. The wrong person, shame on them.
Definition.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you again.
Except it's going to cost you a lot of money and you're not going to be able to get other players. So it's going to be shame on you for falling for it.
But dunks, dude. Dunks, 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 dunks.
Dude.
Don't you want to see some dunks, Frog Boy?
It's all I want to see.
Come on, baby.
How you feel about Giannis, Bam, and Tyler?
I just don't think Giannis is going anywhere right now. Otherwise, of course, I'd love it.
Why does he like Milwaukee so much?
Hey, Steven said it perfectly. Tobin doesn't see consequences.
No.
Doesn't.
That's not true.
Mm. Oh, you.
I don't want DeMar DeRozan.
You are a liar.
That's not true. I see consequences. I take into account consequences all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how many times did you say you don't care about the consequences of Zaya?
I'm very intrigued by that move.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't care about the consequences.
I understand the consequences.
No, you don't understand.
I understand them. The consequences.
You don't understand them.
I understand he has affinity for the IG models.
And the food.
He looks like he's in really good shape.
No, can I just, I'm going to tell you this for the 20th time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's getting into his man body, which means that he's just maturing. He's not a kid anymore. He's had a couple of off seasons of basketball and rehab, and now you're starting to see his man body.
He's going
to
mature.
Then he says, "Dude, that.
Can I just tell you
what?
I want to hit you over the head with my. Stop saying mature. You're a redneck. You're not."
But he is maturing.
No. Is he?
Yeah, baby.
You is that what you hope? Or that's what you
right
know?
Now, I don't hope anything. Right now, I actually hope. What I want actually is him to make another mistake, so Joe Dumars wants to trade him. Mm. Also, make the value go back down to the cheapskies.
Right.
Don't shake your head at me.
I just didn't like how you said, what does the D stand for, denial? When it very clearly stands for Dumars. Just don't understand.
Take a break. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Tall time?
Well, it's the only way.
You know, one of them might have to go.
I know, I don't like that.
Who you think, just out of curiosity, because I've wondered this, and I kind of know the answer, and I know it's not going to work in my favor.
What's that?
Who you think has the greater upside?
Jovic or Ware?
Yeah.
It's a great question. I thought about this.
No, you didn't.
I have thought about this. Actually, I've spent many a nights laying in my bed thinking about it. Who's got the greater upside? Jovic or Khalil Ware?
Hey.
That's strange.
See why?
It's
going to be.
I'm so glad you asked that.
That's strange.
Our
he's been waiting for this moment.
No, he hasn't. Will you just answer the damn question and stop?
Well, why? Why do I have to answer it so quickly? Why can't I just
chew on it for a minute?
Explain what you think by upside.
So, in 3 years, who would have made the biggest impact?
Okay, here's the thing.
This team.
Here's what I wonder.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I think if you talk about Khalil Ware, what I think he can be is in the perfect glove fit next to Bam as like a role for the team. What I wonder with Jovic, this is my heart of hearts, okay? And people will say I'm crazy, okay? I think heart of hearts... I think Jovic is the better player. I do. I think just the way he plays basketball, here's the problem with him. He's a different player. I think he's best with the ball in his hands. Let him go out there, facilitate, see the court, see vision. Getting better with taking advantage of size mismatches. That's something that he has to improve on greatly. But he gets downhill, you know, uses that Serbian Terminator body chiseled. Something about it. He's chiseled. He's rocked up, dude. I'm telling you right now. He's chiseled.
This was a good, normal conversation that you took to the next level.
I've just
made it a bleep show.
I have thought about it, and you asked me a question. Now, will the Heat ever give him that opportunity? Will Spo ever say, hey, Jovic, here's the keys? Here's the keys.
Neither one of them need the keys. We're not talking about that. I'm not talking about him having to
be. I think he does need the keys. I've thought about this.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry I asked.
Why?
I am so sorry.
Because you're a Ware guy.
No, it's not that.
It's okay that you're a Ware guy.
No.
Because I love Khalil Ware, too. I don't like it being. I root for both of them.
Hold on. I thought about it, right?
Yeah.
And I said to myself that I think Jovic has the bigger upside because Kalel will only be a center.
Mm-hmm.
They won't move him around. Jovic can do a lot of different things, thus making him more important. That being said, right, I only asked the question because if you go out and start making these trades, you're going to have to go into it willing to give up one of them.
Totally fair.
So that's why I asked.
I think because where is like, oh, this is going to fit next to Bam. That feels like it's going to work.
Where's foot in the paint?
And I feel like they're like, oh, that's why we got a guy who's going to block shots at the rim, a deterrent there.
Mm-hmm.
When you have your guys that you felt like you've invested in with Bam and Tyler, it's hard to be like, hey, actually, it's this guy. But some people don't. What? Let me ask you this. What if? I know I'm going to get made fun of for this.
No, but here. Here's the
point. Let me just. Can I say a take?
Go ahead.
Don't compare the players. Compare the situation. But what if he's just Serbian Jalen Brunson?
Who?
Jovic, dude.
Dude.
No, I'm telling you. What if we're overlooking him?
Hey.
No, don't do that. You guys asked me my thoughts. That's not fair.
Hold on. Here's the perfect answer.
I'm just saying things.
Don't say that.
I got the perfect answer by Wade 06. MV3. Where it can be a 2010 two-way player, Jovic can be a 18-7-5 guy.
Ooh.
And that's, you see what
that's
I mean?
That's not that different, though. Like, those are good things.
No, I'm just saying that, but you kind of, like, that's, they're going to play two different games.
Third season for Jalen Brunson, 13 points a game.
No, wait, okay.
Just saying, like, there was a big glow up for him.
Yeah.
What if Jovic is Serbian Jalen
Brunson? But Jovic could blow up like that. Where is not going to? Just because of the position he plays. That's kind of where I'm getting at. And you know how much I want to keep Ware. Mm-hmm. I'm here. Can I just say this? This is the truth. I would love to keep Ware. But I'm worried about how he's going to be received by Spo.
For sure.
Spo just doesn't.
Especially after that stinker in the playoffs.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that worries me.
There was a time, like,
They
both have their signature games this year. I would say Jovic, it was the Warriors game where he's flexing on Steph Curry. Remember when he gives Steph Curry that work? And then you have, of course, Kalel Ware, who dominated Victor Wembanyama. Dominated him. I love them both. That's great. Leroy just showed me a picture of Brad Marchand doing uppies on Connor McDavid. Should we hear from little whiny baby Leon Draisaitl?
Ooh, yeah, for sure.
Well, you know what? I'll save it for we'll save it for Rats Off a Ship because he's saying he's
cranking up the excuse machine.
Sure is.
See, it's hard, dude. I'm telling you, the hardest thing in sports to do. Right now, look, you watch six games. There is no question in my mind that the Florida Panthers were better than the Edmonton Oilers. No doubt, right? So anything that comes after that is going to be the old excuse machine, right? Because in the end, you were not better than the Florida Panthers. It's hard for fans. It's hard for players. It's hard for competitors to admit that. But we know the truth.
Tears says, how old is Jovic now? He just turned 22 like a week ago.
Right. I get it. Jovic works better in what the Heat like to do with the point forward, a number of different guys bringing it up, giving Tyler an opportunity to play off the ball, which is probably his better position, right? So
I just think he's the best playmaker on the team.
Like, Jovic?
Yeah.
Right. So, but again, Like, but, no, but like, this team.
Why a 6'10 guy is our best lob thrower, I don't know.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem with all this. Hmm? When we start facing all these teams in the East,
yeah.
You need a big.
Yeah. What if we have three?
What do you mean?
All of them. Three. Just all together.
Bam?
Bam. Jovic. Where? Tall time. Is calling him Serbian Jalen Brunson too much?
If you put Bam at center, you're moving him backwards.
Yeah.
Why?
The guy just went. He carried the Knicks to relevancy.
Uh-huh.
You can't say that this
But at one time was thought not relevant. You realize he was not drafted by the Knicks.
Correct. He was a
He was
Maverick.
An afterthought on the Mavericks.
He was a Maverick. Yeah. Yep.
Part of that conspiracy, if you ask me. Like these Mavericks are trading their key pieces.
Chase says, what are you smoking?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Like I don't want to.
I'm smoking off-season fumes.
I don't want it.
That fodder.
I don't want it to. Like, I'm just trying to get to the reality of where we are, and that is that if you trade for anybody substantial, you may have to give one of those guys up. And I would say that you have to come. You that's going to be a part of your reality. So let's have the conversation now versus later.
I think this was cordial. I liked it.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was cordial.
You always have.
Why?
Why can't I have a serious conversation with you?
We did. We had a great basketball conversation.
No, we did.
What? Why?
No, we did.
Because I went too far?
Yeah, you always go too far. We can't have. That's why. Like I'll say, hey. That's why people wonder why I say.
I'm not comparing them as players.
But
I'm just saying,
when I say, can I ask you a question? I say that. In hopes of turning off the machine and having a real conversation. So that's like, okay, let's reset, refocus on this.
Like Bob.
Yeah.
Focus.
But no, you don't. It's like Looney Tunes with you.
Jovic for MIP?
Ooh.
Who the hell's MIP?
Most improved player.
Oh. Mm. I mean, I would like wear for PT, playing time. Because, like, he's so – Spo is – like, I've never met a guy who doesn't say anything, committed to the grind, and Spo gets fed up with him so quickly.
That's true.
But not Jovic.
No, he was hard on Jovic the first 2 years. I mean, he sent his ass to the G League. You know, remember he –
For a day?
Remember, no, they sent his ass to the G League, and they're like – he's like, you can go try to be a five. And then Jimmy was like, he's not a five. Don't do that.
But again – is that not bad coaching? That you have a guy that has this skill set?
It's not good coaching.
It's not. You have this guy with this skill set, and you're saying go to the G League and try to play.
Well, it's like Eric Spoelstra says, you know, he says the old Spoism is, you know, make me watch you, make me play you.
Or how about you say to Spo, hey, how about you play me at my position?
Man, sounds like you got a bone to pick. I don't know.
I don't have a bone to pick. I'm just saying. Jovic is not
a bone to pick.
Wait, Jovic is not a five.
Yeah, I'm not this.
Hey, hey.
And neither is Bam.
Yeah. Well, I'm not disagreeing with
Bam
you.
Bam is a change of pace five, but you can't start the game off with Bam as a five with all the work that he put in and all of the ways that his game is expanded, and he gonna throw him in the five and put him in the paint.
Dade Sal says that bone to pick is under Leroy's car seat.
Nah, I moved it.
We didn't get to play it yesterday. We'll play a little Rats Off a Ship next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's why I don't like doing this. You know, you get vulnerable. You put yourself in a vulnerable spot.
Vulnerable?
And the wolves come out at you, you know?
Why? What happened?
So, on Twitter, Bosh Roarface, longtime listener.
Wow, really?
He goes, where over Jovic? And it's not even close.
Not true.
And I'm like, hey!
I wouldn't say it's not close.
Why can't I just have my thing? You know, why do I have to be so judged by you people?
I'm not judging you. I'm referring to the listeners. Okay.
If you were to say, like, and I say this as a Kalel Ware guy. I love Kalel. There's just, what have I said about Jovic for the longest time?
That he's adorable.
Something about him.
What have you said? You like his accent.
What's not to like? Speaking of Jovic.
By the way, can I just say this?
All right.
So, so Marcos comes in there, eats pizza, right? No, wait. Marcos goes, eats pizza, right? And so we go out to get pizza. And we start eating pizza. And for no reason whatsoever, we're all like dancing.
Just because you got pizza?
We're like dancing and singing Whitney Houston.
To Whitney Houston.
Oh, because we have light playing?
Very important. Right?
Because, no, because we eat pizza. You know, when you eat pizza, you're doing it.
When
doing
you eat,
like
period,
the,
it's just really
the food really dance.
What song was it? Dance with somebody?
Don't walk away from me. So we're like, I've got nothing.
Poor Dan. And Dan Mason giving us side
Dan's
eye.
Ready to leave, by the
Dan
way.
Dan is like,
giving us side eye going, look at these.
Dan is like, some of us are professionals. Speaking of Jovic, Exotica is returning to the Miami Airport Convention Center.
Wow.
June 27th through the 29th.
Horny people only.
Walking into Fuego Sundays. If you guys want to go to Exotica, you can win a 4-pack of tickets. All you got to do is go to the contest page at WQM.com and enter. Jennifer, what do we have for rats off a ship, huh?
For a second, I'm like, is there a code word? What's going on? All right, so for rats off a ship, I have Leon Draisaitl's excuses.
All right, Leon Draisaitl, star of the Edmonton Oilers, met with the media after getting ousted by the Cats. It's a very sad dad hat that he's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he had to say.
You've had a couple days. Can you kind of give us your assessment of, you know, the final as a whole and kind of what happened?
Not much has changed regarding my comments, I guess. I think that obviously it's disappointing. There's two teams left playing and you want to be the last team standing, and we didn't get that done for 2 years in a row, and that's obviously frustrating and disappointing, but I think that we probably just made it a little bit too easy for them, especially the last couple games. You know, there's a couple mistakes that we made that we didn't get from them, you know? It was never that easy. So, something to learn for sure.
You scared me. I'm like, what is that?
So here's... See, I read that totally different.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Here's how I read it.
What?
Rats off a ship, dude! You want to know why? Why you made it? Because the Cats made it hard on you.
Yes!
Leon!
Right. No, that is exactly.
He didn't dictate anything.
Well, and that's why you lost, because you couldn't dictate anything.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah, listen, I don't think it's him being a baby.
Being a baby.
What he said is 100% accurate.
However, there's a reason why you couldn't do what you wanted, or they didn't give you any breaks, or they didn't do the things you did, because they're better, right? Like, there's certain mistakes that an inferior team makes that a superior team doesn't. And you could see that throughout this series. So while I don't think that he's whining, that there's some truth to what he's saying, I still think it has to do with the fact that you're not as good as the team you were playing. And that's why those mistakes cost you.
What about you, Jennifer?
You know what I've been saying all day?
What?
Boo hoo.
Wow.
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
No much of what's changed of what I said. Shut up.
Rock boy. Rats off a ship. Big baby.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah, real.
Where's that baby? Where's McBaby?
Strange baby.
Where's he at? What else you got for us, Leon Fleisaitl?
Me personally? Nothing.
Jennifer, what do you got for us?
Okay.
I apologize.
Tamar DeRozan as a Miami Heat plan B.
Wow.
How do you feel about that, Tobin?
I'm rats off a ship on it. You know,
don't do it.
It's not.
Don't do it.
Why?
Because you know what's going to happen.
We're going to end up with DeMar DeRozan.
Correct.
And look, it's nothing against DeMar DeRozan.
Well, but it sounds like it's all against.
It's just nothing against DeMar DeRozan. He's a completely fine player. I just don't really want him on the Miami Heat. And it's just because, it's just, what is that for?
Well,
what is that for?
I'm going to tell you why. You ready? Because he does yeoman's work. He's a mid-range guy, gets to his spots, shoots the ball really well from those spots, but you want more bang for your buck.
Rather do Jovic work. Well, that's a point. That was a good one. Come on. Admittedly, he kind of liked it a little bit.
Point for Tobin!
The chat says no.
Hey, you that cold there, Grandma?
I'm sorry. Were you not listening to Tobin?
What?
Why are you got to pay attention to me, what I'm doing?
Man, she's really just not in the mood for your bleep today.
She's not in the mood for anybody. It's like, I don't know what happened.
She look like babushka.
Thought yeah. The pizza would help.
No, because it's chicken pizza.
Ridiculous. Nobody should have barbecue sauce and pizza.
Okay.
And then wait.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
How familiar are you? Whoa!
What?
Minus one for being distracted once again.
I just saw the other team's goalie at midfield.
Good for you.
So, what? Cut it out.
What?
First of all, she complained about Babushka over there complained about onions on a pizza.
Where I didn't complain about it.
What'd you say?
That was Marcos.
Oh, Marcos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they put onions on that.
Right. Yeah,
I like onions.
That's a pizza ruiner.
There's a lot of onions on that stuff.
But that's barbecue chicken barbecue.
They said barbecue chicken bacon. Ain't nobody saying nothing about no onion.
Was there bacon? I didn't taste any
right?
bacon.
Right?
I guess you got to go have another piece.
Damn onion.
I guess I got to go back. Sorry, guys.
I'm rats off a ship.
Because it's not against DeMar DeRozan, but I don't want anything as far as a player that resembles Jimmy Butler. Just the style.
Okay.
Right? Like, I mean, mid-range free throw guy. Like, yeah.
Jennifer? Your rats?
Yeah, they're off the ship. Rats off the ship.
Frogboy? You know how this is
going to go. I mean, it's interesting. You guys are so rats off the ship, but you're willing to fight me that this guy is a Hall of Famer somehow.
He is a Hall of Famer.
He's
I just don't want him on the team.
Hall of Famer.
Kyle Lowry's a Hall of Famer, too. I didn't love him on the team.
Greatest Raptor of all time. Of course that guy's a Hall of Famer and a champion. DeMar DeRozan? Sacrificed. For a championship. So long story short, no, I don't want him. But like Leroy said, of course, He's going to end up on our team now.
Yeah, it feels that way.
Yep, and then Toba's going to have to interview him. And then we're going to have to, with DeMar, the charade and the lies.
We got DeMar DeRozan here, Miami Heat Media Day. Double D, Debo, love having you here, dude. I love what you said on Dwayne Wade's podcast, Game of the Goosies.
You already setting it up?
How excited are you to play with Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo? Like, is it because you feel like the perfect fit. You feel like a godsend to the Heat.
And then that's when Leroy's going to call you out.
Perhaps. No, but can I just say this?
But he didn't want him either.
Liar.
Let me say this. I went into it the same way with Kyle Lowry. And old Fruit Ninja over here found a way to get the conversation away from Kyle Lowry being a member of Astron and talk about golf. And it got away from us. And then he had to go.
So, DeMar, I heard you were a Browns fan.
Oh, is he?
No.
Oh, that'd be good.
He's from L.A. He's a Raiders fan.
That would be good, though.
I think he's a Raiders fan. He's from L.A.
DeMar, how did it feel when you stabbed Drake in the back?
Please.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Well, we already know how you feel about DeRozan, but how do you feel about the Miami Heat snooping around Jonathan Kuminga?
Commingling, if you will.
Here's the way I think about it.
Commingling.
Commingling.
I'm not rats off a ship on it.
But he's got some...
But I'm not goosed up over it either. It's pretty indifferent rats. I'd lean towards putting my snorkel in my mouth and jumping off. Because I feel like you got to pay him a lot of money. And... I respect Steve Kerr as a coach. We may have a wear-spo situation with Kuminga and Kerr. They just don't seem to be on the same page. Still very young. But I think I'd rather the Heat invest in their own guys than going to get somebody like Jonathan Kuminga. So I think I'm going to reluctantly cannonball off the boat and say rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship. That is another wing player that probably would be freed up a little bit, not playing underneath Draymond and Steph, and now Jimmy has a lot of length, can score. So, like, yeah, that's kind of what the Heat need. Might not be as expensive. You might get a rental until you realize, you know, what he can do and whether he's worth the money.
Jennifer?
So I agree with you. I'm not goosed up about it, but also I'm not rats off a ship about it.
So you also have indifferent rats?
Yes.
So I'm pick.
It is true.
So are your rats going to hit the lounge or hit the plank?
I said I'm not rats off a ship.
All right.
I mean, think about this. If Jonathan Kuminga was on this team, I believe he would be second in scoring on this team.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially.
So, and basically what he is Wiggins, except maybe a little bit younger and probably be a little more aggressive.
What about you, Froggy?
No!
Wow.
Jonathan Kuminga does not move the needle.
What do you mean?
Doesn't move the needle.
You know what moves the needle down here?
What?
Winning.
Yeah.
So get players to help you win.
Yeah, a couple more wins, maybe. But I'd rather do nothing than get Jonathan Kuminga. Or DeMar DeRozan.
What if it was Kuminga as like a sign and trade for Wiggins or something like that? I don't know how all the mechanisms of a trade, but basically they love Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, so they take him back. That's what you're saying.
But you got to pay him like $120 million.
Can I just say this? What we need on this team is somebody to be able to read the damn room and go out and get a damn bucket when it's needed instead of playing hot potato. Had the problem with Jimmy. It didn't leave when Jimmy left. It's like, are you guys not aware of what's going on there? So I want to see a guy who's a wing player who can be a little more aggressive than the guys they had, because that might pull some other guys along his draft, right? So maybe other guys become more aggressive. Maybe Bam becomes more aggressive. Yeah, I don't understand I don't understand why you don't think this would work.
Jennifer, what's our final one?
Okay, guys. Nate Schmidt being parade MVP.
Wow.
How do we feel about that?
Well, he certainly seemed like the MVP of the elbow room yesterday.
So, first of all, let's understand this. If you saw Nate Schmidt in the crowd, you wouldn't know it was him. Because I did not. Right? They were showing the crowd saying, oh, look at Nate Smith. I said, which one's Nate Smith?
Schmidt.
Schmidt.
So you could be rats off a show. You could pick somebody else. Who do you think is going to be parade MVP? Which means...
Can I give my options?
Yeah, you can give your options.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
If it's not Nate, I'm thinking Brad Marchand.
Mm-hmm.
Or Barkov, because he's been acting up.
Barkov has been acting silly.
Listen, I think Tkachuk is just getting primed up.
That's true.
Primed up.
Really?
But I will say this. Who are the new... I think one of these new guys is...
But would you have said Ryan Lomberg was MVP last year of the parade? Shirtless, walking around, taking the cup to around the ocean.
Yeah.
I missed that guy.
I feel like I'm going Ryan Lomberg was the MVP, and it feels like Schmidt has slid into the Lomberg position here of top partier.
He took notes.
But if we were going to go first team all parade last year, I think I'd go Ryan Lomberg MVP. Ekblad told Koepka to go bleep himself. That was hilarious.
That was funny. That was hilarious.
Pretty good.
Barkey was pretty loose last year. He started the Bobby chant. He was excited about that.
Yeah.
Sergei Bobrovsky, shirtless but respectful. I mean,
yes.
I think Tkachuk, though, it's hard to give him an award for this because it's Tuesday for him.
Yeah.
Mm. It just seems like it just...
All right, so you're rats like off a ship. Family. You think it's going to be Tkachuk?
Huh?
Your rat's off a ship on Nate Smith.
Yeah,
Schmidt.
I think it's going to be somebody else.
All right. Wait, that's actually very true. We should not sleep on Gadjevich.
Oh, yeah, Gadjevich is insane. I mean, honestly.
He just sounds like
Greer.
Greer acted like a hooligan yesterday at the elbow room.
Greer is my selection.
Really, it's just amazing.
That's why I'm going rats off a ship because I'm going to pick the field. That's why.
Rats off a ship.
I'm
going to
go with the field.
That's the smartest gamble you've ever made.
Yep, and I'm not a smart gambler.
Correct.
Mm, very emotional.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I agree. I'm rats off a ship only because there's just so many options.
Mm.
They're all going to act up.
There is a lot of guys.
And they should.
Right.
It's going to be some rowdy partiers.
Oh.
Paul Maurice also. Don't sleep. Paul Maurice was.
I wonder what kind of shirt
he was stumbling at the end of that finish line. And then we have the cat T-shirt, of course. From last
that was
year.
A great
Froggy.
T-shirt.
What about our boy E-Rod? Boy E-Rod, you think he's gonna be?
Seems like too respectful a family man.
Mm.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like him,
like Mrs.
Him
Rodriguez and Bob, goes Evan.
Him and Bob. Him and Bob are gonna be standing on the side. I tell you who we haven't seen. Seth
Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, he was at the elbow room yesterday. Mm-hmm. They started the Blackhawks chant yesterday. He was loving it.
Oh yeah,
he was loving it. So
I'm going the field as well.
Going the field as well. All right,
rats
we'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. Ooh, we dropped kicked our clock.
Jesus.
It's a holiday, baby.
Holiday.
Dylan's not listening.
Come on.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming up. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.